Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live for First Class Sounds. You know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J, Shy Jones, and this is time for Big Facts Friday. It's like the favorite part of the week now, you know what I'm saying? It's like we get to talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about, get it off our mind, our chest, like more therapy, more big facts. Y'all asked for more big facts, now y'all getting more big facts.
That's it.
Wellness check. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Everybody cool? What's up with this Jones and look?
What you mean?
You look different. This your New Year look?
Put my glasses back on? Yeah, I really need these glasses. I can't see when I drive.
You don't look like Jonesin. Well, maybe that is how Jonesin looks.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe yep. They're shy and then there's Jonesin.
Yes, yeah, a few of them.
It's a few
of them. It's a few of them up in that
thing. That boy got on that AAU hat.
Yeah, shouts to Atlanta United. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta sports teams, we fucking with them. But look, this is what we talk about today. The power of the tongue. You know what I'm saying? The tongue is a very powerful thing. A lot of the things that you speak, you know what I'm saying, you can manifest, you can make them become a reality.
How many fucking Apple Watch bands do you have?
How you know it ain't Apple Watches, my nigga? How you know I ain't got 10 different Apple
Watches? My bad, big homie. I'm sorry. It was so funny last night. We had made a little video or whatever. Everybody was holding their rollies up and all that shit. No, you know, I'm over here with my shit.
Go grab your rollie, Jade. What the hell she talking about?
I don't know.
The power of the tongue.
Yeah, so let's get it.
You can speak many things into existence. They can be positive things. They can be negative things. I think it's important for rappers and rap artists to be mindful of that, because the shit that you rap about, you actually are speaking, you know what I'm saying? So you can speak that to existence on some cool shit. I don't see broke rap niggas speak money into their life. Like, you know what I'm saying? They'll talk about that big shit, having big money and all that shit. 3 months later, 6 months later, they having it. You know what I mean? But you can also speak the bullshit into your life too. So it's like, man, if you ain't got no ops, don't be speaking ops into your life. Like, Do the rap talking about what you got going on or some positive shit. That's just my opinion, you know what I'm saying? But I think also what we'll do today, because we probably all got personal situations where we spoke or manifested something into existence. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But what's y'all thoughts on the power of the tongue and manifestation and shit?
I feel like the tongue is very powerful. And I feel like a lot of people, like you said, speak things into existence that at the time they don't understand that they have the power of speaking into existence. And then when it manifests, it's like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? Then they're in trouble. But before they spoke it into existence, it was kind of like People just gotta be mindful of not even like their tongue and the shit that they say, but of their thoughts, because your thoughts are what produces, you know what I'm saying, what comes out your mouth. Mm-hmm. And you just gotta make sure that you just keep your brain wavelength on the up and up on positive shit. And, you know, you kind of like try to distance yourself from the negative as much as possible. And then you won't even have to really worry about your tongue or your manifestations or anything like that, because you'll be living in a positive truth, for lack of a better way to put it.
Makes sense. What you say?
Nah, that's it. Yeah, thoughts really more powerful than your tongue, though. Mm. It's an exercise, you know. You reject them thoughts, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to reject them, motherfucker. As soon as it comes to your head, you got to be like, nah, boom. I ain't thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. That's what meditation help you with, yep.
Yeah, because you can't. It's like impossible not to have negative thoughts.
Oh, yeah, you're going to think about
it. Positive thoughts. It's impossible not to think about certain shit.
So. Yeah.
But you cannot see it. That's why I started taking 10 seconds before I respond and think about my response.
Right, you know what
I'm saying? Right. Because I know me, I've been going to say the worst kind of shit.
Yeah.
And that that shit helped me.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Now that's powerful, man. Yeah. I mean, like you can like, it's crazy. Like you can speak some, we spoke a lot of this shit into existence. You know what I'm saying? Like big facts. Like this is what we finna do. This is how we finna do it and all that other shit. Then it kind of leave you in the space sometimes. Or when it happens, it's like, oh shit. Like we got to think and speak bigger. You know what I'm saying? Because you catch up with them goals real quick. That's the power of the tongue, manifestation, the universe, and all that shit.
I think what we were talking about, what was outside, gratitude, bro, is everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't goddamn thankful for, you gotta be thankful for everything.
Everything.
Bro. You gotta be thankful for goddamn
everything. Yeah, it's like if you're not thankful for what you already got, how the fuck do you expect to get more?
We were just talking about that.
Exactly.
Because you gotta think, it's people who can't walk, it's people who can't see, it's people who are on ventilators, ain't breathing right, it's people with all type of situations while we sitting around here. I was telling him about back in the day, you know, coming up, the two pair of jeans shit, and now complaining about clothes. Like, what the fuck I'm complaining for? I used to have two pair of jeans. Now I got a closet full of clothes and still complaining. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be grateful for every day, every meal.
For sure.
Laying your ass down, having a bed. And it's like driving through Atlanta sometimes. You see, like, them homeless folks. It's crazy because their spirit be so up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Cause they been thankful for what they do got.
They thankful life. For what they do got, which is life. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, it's just like this. Even when you do something for people, depends on how they show you they thankful or grateful for it, is what make you want to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Mm-hmm.
Opposed to a motherfucker who feel like you supposed to.
Entitlement.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. Like, you be like, that's just how the universe work too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you get something and you grateful, you grateful, universe don't mind, keep giving it to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then you act like you supposed to have it, then okay, we're gonna see if you get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? On your own. Mm-hmm. That's just how that shit go.
Yeah. You gotta be thankful.
What about those people that's born into like trauma or born into like hard situations where it's like it's not necessarily their responsibility, like kids that's born into like their parents on drugs and stuff like that, so they were just born into hardships. Like,
so you say
them be the strongest people though.
They be the strongest people. So, but I think what you said is like how if you're born into the most fucked up situation or what is perceived to be the most fucked up situation, how can you find something to be thankful for?
Exactly,
you gotta be thankful for life. Because as long as you got life,
and I know that that's easier said than done when you haven't experienced that, or like when you don't come from that situation. But it's just like at the end of the day, it's just like okay, for instance, take Michael Jackson. When he was young and, you know, they used to get beat on and, you know what I'm saying, all that shit, he had his little mouse. And the little mouse or the rat or whatever he had that was in his house. Y'all remember what I'm saying? Because y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. In the movie, he had like a mouse or some shit.
What was it, a pet mouse?
Yeah. It was a mouse that was in the house.
Okay, a mouse in the house.
Or a rat or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was his friend. And, you know, like that's who he would talk to, or, you know, that's who he would play with, like after he had gotten his beating or, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And that was, I guess, his little one thing that made him kind of like temporarily forget that he was getting beat on and he was getting abused at his house. You know what I'm saying? So like shit like that, I feel like is what people should try to look for or kind of try to use to see the light in a situation that seems totally dark. But again, like I said, like just like me, I didn't grow up with parents on drugs, and I didn't grow up in destitute situations or no shit like that. So it's way easier said than done. But I feel like it is possible if you like try hard enough, maybe.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. I just think that if you got life and breath in you, then
you always have another chance.
You always have a chance to take it, because we don't see people come from the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst to the top, from the real bottom all the way to the top. But I think the key is, like we said, is you got to be grateful for. You can sit around and think all day what you don't get and what you think you want and all that shit. You can do that all day. We can come up with a laundry list of shit. I don't have this. I don't have that. I want this. I want that. But it's going to be more beneficial to you to think about this is, we have to be grateful for each other. We all here. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times you don't be grateful enough for the people around you until they gone. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like, you got to take the moments just to be grateful and then just watch that tongue. And like you're saying, that thoughts, because the thoughts, they right here. You know what I'm saying? So it's so close. Like the shit that you think, you got to reject them. You got to reject them.
But I feel like if you just, no matter what your situation is, if you weak, you weak. If you strong, you strong. You know what I'm saying? It's all on your will.
You think you can get stronger, though? You think you can be weak and become stronger?
For sure.
Or strong and become weak?
You want to be.
Or strong and become weak?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, whatever state that you put yourself in is you. Everything your choice. Can't nobody help you. Like, you can go to counseling. You do all the shit in the world. But if you don't want to do it, it ain't going to happen. That's with anything, bro.
You gotta have the will.
Yeah, like, cause you got some people use that shit as an excuse, and you got some people use that shit as they drive.
It's fire.
Yeah,
that's the difference. Cause I be damn shit. I'm born in all type of goddamn fucked up situation. We all come from nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I be damn if I sit around and goddamn wait and be nothing. She gonna figure this shit out.
Yeah, like. Go ahead.
So many motherfuckers sitting around with an excuse that somebody else could fix their life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know people like that too. Like, they got an excuse why you the reason why they turned out how they turned out. How?
Right.
How you give a motherfucker that much power over you to turn you into some bullshit?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. I hate to keep going back to last night, but me and Thug were having, like, this same conversation about how pretty much, like, nothing is bigger than God. And when you come from certain situations, when you go through certain things, when, you know, you're born into certain environments and, you know, certain shit is all you know, you have to do what you got to do to survive. And, you know, what I'm saying all of that. But at the end of the day, once you learn better, you have to make a concerted effort to do better. And once you start doing better, you have to, like, pray to God, or, you know, pray to whoever you pray to, that, you know, he forgives you for your previous sins and keeps you out of harm's way on your new journey to continue to keep trying to be better type shit. So, like, all the shit that you did in your past, all the fucked up shit you did to people, whatever, blah, blah, blah. The instant that you realize, okay, what I did back then was wrong and I'm trying to change and be a better person, like, God can't necessarily completely make you avoid your consequences, but once he knows that you knew that you were, that you know that you were wrong back then and that you're trying to change, he can kind of try to help you navigate through those consequences as best as possible.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just like the realest shit that I've heard in a really long time.
And they go back to being grateful for having, grateful for creating almost like a new life or a new opportunity or a new future.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That goes back to being that. So, but if for the people that, again, this music shit, like, music is powerful. I think music impacts and affects us all, right?
Right.
And we know the world and we know the streets and we know the shit that go on, and that is what it is. But for the people that kind of numb themselves and go into, like, let's say a studio in the booth and, like, kind of like repeatedly are speaking, kind of speaking down their energy, it's like, will we give some game or some advice to them? It's like, you see what I'm saying? Kind of using your platform not to speak about the shit that you've been going through, because you can be going through that shit. But I'm talking about the people that's not going through it and they just getting fried up and going there and talking about the worst shit.
Shit art, though. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, somebody is going through that.
So you saying it's okay for them to Okay, I got you. Because that's what most rappers doing anyway. They're rapping about what somebody else doing.
Yeah, somebody is going through that. So you can't say, I think the tongue powerful when it coming out your heart. You saying some shit that's coming out your heart. You can say some shit. Just say some shit.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you say some shit and boy, you feel that. That's when that shit become powerful.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you just saying goddamn cash on like your hair. That ain't coming out my heart. I'm just fucking with her, basically. Right. And I might like it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Right. Like, I don't know. You get what I'm saying?
No. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I feel like it's all on your intentions and how you feel like.
Intentional speaking.
Even if you think some shit that you won't say, that's the same thing. You thinking some bullshit in your heart about a motherfucker, that's the same. It's going to bring you the same as saying.
The same results.
You get what I'm saying? If you see her thinking some real bullshit about a motherfucker, like, hope you get hit by a bus. You get what I'm saying? Nigga, your ass gonna get hit by that bus. Cause you really hope that. You get what I'm saying? But if you, same thing, if I'm sitting here saying, goddamn, I hope Scream new little girl bring him and his wife the most happiness. Ooh, I really want that for you. You get what I'm saying? So maybe that'll bring me some happiness. But not saying that's what I'm looking for, but that would be coming out my heart. You get what I'm saying?
And that's another thing too. I personally feel like when you're happy for other people, like
you'll be happy.
You'll fucking be the happiest person like ever in the world. Like when I see my friends and the people that I love and I care about, like doing good and like knocking down their goals and fucking getting a lot of money and fucking doing everything that they want to do and doing more shit and whatever. That shit like really puts me on like cloud 30, like, because I don't know, I'm just happy for them because they're happy, and the fact that they're happy and like progressing makes me happy.
Bring more happiness.
Yeah, a step
further is to like, I salute sometimes, you know, people I might not all the way care for, but if they do something positive, I might hit them with a congrats, King. You know what I'm saying?
Congrats, but it be niggas that I just don't fuck with, but I be like, shit, you can't hate on that.
Exactly. That's the energy of it. You got
people that'll be like, oh, that shit ain't shit because you don't like them. That's
right. Because
you don't like
that's
the person,
hate.
So
that's
you fucking discredit their accomplishments.
Nah, you can't do
and that. And that's some bullshit.
And I say this time and time again, you got to understand, when you put that energy out, you're not hurting that person. You bringing your own energy down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because you know you're the only one that's sitting around mad.
Exactly. They happy.
Yeah.
Well, I tell a nigga about resentment. Resentment don't hurt nobody but you. Because I can't feel you resent me. You over there got them every day talking about me, thinking about me.
With your face crunched up.
Pushing me up.
Eating you up right here.
Yeah, you stopping yourself from doing the shit that's for you.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Because you looking at my life.
You're thinking, so consumed thinking about me that you can't even fucking think about yourself.
You looking at my life thinking that I'm just all good, right? You don't know what the fuck I'm going through because you see the outer shell of me. And you saying you want that. Be careful for what you want from want. You get what I'm saying? Like, you got to be careful for the shit you want. Like, I wake up every day thinking, I want to be Scream. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you showing me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, niggas got to be careful of what you envying because you don't know. You probably can't handle the pressure that this man got.
Yeah.
Or be able to keep that smile on your face like he could. This shit might run you crazy.
Bro, right. a crazy example of that. A crazy example of that is
my brother.
What up? What up?
What's up, Fonny?
Welcome to Big Fast Fridays. A crazy example of that is when we the CEO of Marta, right? The CEO of Marta who
jumped in front of the bus.
Yeah, training. And they couldn't nobody figure it out. He got two beautiful kids, a beautiful wife, this, that. You're the CEO of Marta. You're not down bad financially. Something made him say, I'm going to jump in front
of
the train.
And end this.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you never know the pressures of another person. Right. Or what they going through. And you sitting around M&E's these folks when the whole time, shit, they can't wait to trade their life for yours.
So a lot of people just want to be normal people, bro. A lot of stars, celebrities that just want to be normal people. They might not want to give back the money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But they're like, I want my privacy. I want to be able to be out with my family without trolls and shit. They want to be normal people.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth. which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Do you think resentment and envy are the same thing?
No.
I think they're related. I don't think they're the same thing, but they're definitely the same. They're the same. They come from a similar place. Like you envy somebody and then you have resentment for some shit you might have did or whatever the case, or you might have some resentment for what you did to them, and that's
I feel like envy is when you see somebody like doing something good and you see they got a lot going on and you want to be that and you're upset because you can't be that. Mm-hmm. Resentment, I feel like, is when you just fucking, you don't like the person, period. You don't like what they got going on. You just despise anything that has to do with them because of who they are. Not that you fucking necessarily want to be them or whatever, but you just, you don't like the fact that they're able to survive and push through the things that they're surviving and pushing through. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is that they have going on, you just have a negative connotation about it.
Mm-hmm. I kind of disagree with the resentment part, because you could resent. Why? You could resent a parent for not being there for you, and that could just be facts. That. Like, yeah, you could be adopted and be like, I resent my biological mom.
Yeah,
and that
it's
not there.
It's 60
so
different.
So resentment is just different. Like, you, it's sometimes.
But I said resentment was different.
She's saying she disagreed with what you said, but I feel like this. I feel like resentment comes from a person. Like, you could be married to a person, right? Mm-hmm. Then y'all get divorced, and you go be everything that you want to be, mm-hmm, after the divorce, mm-hmm, and she go be the same person, mm-hmm, or he go be the same person. Now she resents you because you went on with your life, mm-hmm, not because she didn't love you at the time. It's because I didn't, mm-hmm, keep. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't. You were better without me. Right. You get what, yeah, I'm saying? That's right. The same thing as friends. Like, right, all your old friends gonna resent you because whatever they did to you, if they did something to you or you did something to them, mm-hmm, it's like, damn, I need that in my life. Mm-hmm. So I don't hate you, but I kind of hate you because I resent you because, right, damn, why we couldn't fix.
Right.
You,
exactly,
get what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Exactly. That's where that shit come. Yeah, why you couldn't be that person around me, but you, yeah, probably was
the shit that was holding me back.
Stopping, exactly, from it, exactly.
So you're going to see a lot of motherfuckers doing that on your way up, down, whatever. They're going to be like, fuck you because I need you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't, like, I got to, now I got to, like, me, bro, I don't give a fuck who it is. If a motherfucker asks me about somebody I don't fuck with no more, I just be like, I don't fuck with no more, you bitch. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm not finna try to break down.
Why?
That's resentment.
Right.
If I'm breaking down
what they did, how they did
it. Explaining it.
Like that's a form of snitching. Mm. If me and you been friends all this time, right? Mm-hmm. And then we break up friends and I'm telling your secrets. Mm-hmm. That's the same that's thing resentment. As that's we resentment get caught. For sure. Huh? Yeah.
That's resentment for sure.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah. I don't do that. Now, unless I'm talking to motherfuckers who already know. You get what I'm saying? Motherfuckers who already know, we just gossiping amongst each other because we know we've been new. But I'm not finna tell some new motherfucker. I'm finna keep this thing. I'm gonna let you display your character to these people yourself.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I ain't finna try to help a motherfucker feel, because guess what? You gonna show these folk the same shit that I know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm finna try to bring it to them. When you trying to goddamn... When you're trying to convince a motherfucker on how another motherfucker is, they make them look at you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Facts, big facts.
Yeah. That's the truth, so I just be like, you see.
Yeah, right, exactly. Feel free.
Yeah, do what you do, man. Free. Who am I to deprive? Like, let me say, who am I to deprive you of who you want to be?
Right.
Be it.
Right.
For real shit, man. That's what I feel like that's what make people resent you when they see. They thought maybe you would need me. Mm. And when they see you don't need them, now it's like, you're a piece of shit. How can you not need me?
Right.
Yeah.
It's all in here, the core.
How can you not need me? But when you don't push the envelope so far, the way it's the point of no return, now that developed hate, resentment, envy,
jealousy, all
everything.
Yeah, jealousy.
That's
why I say they're the same family.
It's all up on the one.
They all in the same family. They all related to each other. Them feelings come from a place generally of a person not being happy with themselves, for real, for real.
Like, we got another thing, we got to stop goddamn trying to predict the future, bro. That's my problem.
What you mean by that?
What you mean, yeah.
Like, trying to see the future, like, already knowing some shit gonna be some bullshit. Or already knowing some shit, like, because every time I do that, I'm wrong.
Live in the moment.
Facts.
That's what meditation is about.
Yeah, you gotta live in the moment, like,
in the moment right
or
now.
The past.
Right.
Or you can't bring the past, like, you thinking,
what you mean live in the past, though?
Like, your thoughts.
Live off like, of what you've experienced, like, and where you're at right now, but you can't. If you keep giving the energy of walking into anything, it's going to be some bullshit. A lot of times you're going to be wrong, but sometimes you might create the energy and make it some bullshit when it's really a blessing.
Like working out. Just say working out, for example. You thinking like, damn, I quit last time, so I ain't even finna start again.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because you living on what happened then. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. Or trying to.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
I'm just trying to use an example. Or I ain't finna try to goddamn go buy no car because last time they said my credit was low. You get what I'm saying? But nigga, it might work this time.
I already know I ain't finna get approved.
Yeah, I already know that shit now.
I already know I ain't even gonna try that. I already know they ain't fucking with me. So I ain't going. I already know when I go to shit show, they ain't fucking with me.
I already know they gonna throw shit at me.
So I ain't even gonna try. That's the wrong mentality. And I ain't gonna say I haven't been there. I've been
there. Everybody has.
I was gonna say, everybody does it, even with conversation, like trying to prejudge how somebody's gonna respond to you, bringing something to them.
Yep.
Or trying to prejudge how they're gonna respond, you asking them a question like, I ain't even gonna ask for $20. I know this nigga gonna say no, or some shit like that. And he probably was in a happy mood, was gonna give you 50 today.
And the things you think about, like, shit, like, think about the worst. You know, we always think about the worst shit that gonna happen, like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think
it never happens.
I think that's a defense. I think that's a defense, like, especially. You ain't necessarily got to grow up in the hood, but if you ever grown up in the hood, it's like when you're walking out your door, you kind of got to put your mindset in the bullshit that can happen to protect you. It's like a defense mechanism.
It's just like certain people call your phone. You automatically thinking like, what happened?
What happened?
Right.
What's going on?
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga finna say some bullshit.
Yeah.
A nigga might just be like, bro, what the hell going on?
Yeah.
And then it's like a sense of relief. Like,
How
many times you been wrong with that?
Plenty. Probably today.
Probably. Like, if Shante texts me right now, like, call me, babe.
Yeah. You ought to start thinking like, damn, what the hell going on? Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But she might just be like, bring some such and such home.
Right, exactly.
But you thinking like, damn, they been went through my phone or some shit. Like,
especially if somebody say, man, I got to holler at you.
Boy, that's the worst shit.
That's the worst shit.
That's why I hate when nigga call my phone and be like, bro, I need to talk to you face to face. What, nigga? I ain't doing no criminal shit. What? What is it?
Right.
You might be like, man, shit, I need you to fall it off. Fuck ass nigga, you got my nerve going. Like some face to face shit.
Yeah, or when they text you and say, call me. Like, what the fuck? Why you text me and say, call me? Like, right. I'd be scared of
can
those.
You, can you, like, that, all that, you by yourself, can you talk?
Yeah, yeah, all that type of shit. You already done put the worst in your head.
Yeah, I do this shit too, but it just already put that goddamn. And you like,
yeah.
What happened?
You like, you bracing yourself for whatever it finna be. Some bullshit, but it never be.
Yeah.
But see, like, with me, like, with the face-to-face shit, I do that to people, and I need to talk face-to-face because if it's some shit going on that I feel really strongly about and I feel like I really need to get my point across about this, like, I'm gonna tell you, like, I need to pull up, like, so we can figure this shit out. Because 9 times out of 10, whatever it is, once we have that conversation, that's probably going to be our final conversation. Like, but we're probably not going to talk no more.
But the person on the receiving end of that conversation kind of already knows that with the face-to-face. Because it ain't like you having a face-to-face saying, I need to see you and you finna pull out a bag of money. You could, but they already know, man, if it's got to be a face-to-face and Jay really got to holler at me, it's finna probably be some bullshit.
Prepare yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how people just think. So I do the same thing. I do the same thing.
Because I'm not really good with talking about shit. I don't talk on the phone. So it's like anytime it's something important, like, it's easiest for me to do it in person. Because I don't talk on the phone. So I'm not a phone talker.
This is some kind of bullshit conversation. So you wanted the person to break up with somebody over text message way. You want one of them.
Smoking fun.
If I got to break up with somebody or some shit like that,
you're going to do it in person.
I'm going to do it in person. Like, it's over with. It's dead. You know what you did.
Is it some whole shit to do it through text?
I'm doing it through my IG story.
I'm talking about back in the day. I ain't talking about IG story.
I'm just playing.
The hell? Anyway.
Toxic.
Oh. Right, exactly. Well, so the moral of this shit is make sure you use the power of that tongue. Know that you can manifest shit. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. If you're in a fucked up situation or a compromising situation, you know what I'm saying? Speak positive, think positive. Change some of the shit that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you want different results, just change some of the shit you do. I tell people that all the time. Just try some different shit.
Right.
Nigga, go take a walk outside, get some fresh shit, do something different.
If first you want step different of that results. Shit is just recognizing it, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That we have to do. We got to first recognize what we do to keep us off balance.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. And you got to choose to be happy. Like, you can't just be happy.
Yes.
You got to choose that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can sit. You can sit in your thoughts and just put yourself in a slump.
Mm. It's easy to do that.
Yeah, that's like the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, it's easy.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But the hardest thing in the world to be like, man, what the fuck am I worried about this for? Nigga, I got, you know what I'm saying? I got my kids, I got my bitch, I got, you know what I'm saying? I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. You gonna recognize the shit you don't have before the shit you do.
I said earlier, all day long, you can be talking about shit you don't have, from clothes to materials to this person, and I ain't did this and I did. But what about the blessings that you do have right in front of you?
Because once you add them up, once you add them all up, I promise you, the ones you do got gonna outweigh the shit you don't got
every time.
And the shit you don't got is some shit just shit you want. Like I always say, like, you might got them everything I ever thought I wanted, material. That I got.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got it, I ain't give a fuck about it.
Exactly.
Right. I ain't give a fuck about it.
It's
no more,
a temporary like. Fix.
Yeah, once everybody see that shit, that shit turn into nothing.
Exactly.
Because it get old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Besides the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted kids. Once I got my kids, that shit ain't got
people,
old.
People.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's
like different. The shit that you.
But the jewelry, the cars, the everything, and it's cool to have, it's just like it's such a temporary fix.
Yeah, it's because like, they always bringing more of that shit better.
Yeah.
And every year, cars get newer and newer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a 2022 goddamn
G-Wagon.
And little baby come out with a 20 goddamn 30.
Right.
It's like, shit, man, this 2022 ain't
and
shit.
And everybody no hitting your phone. You see baby G-Wagon, man? That shit harder yours, bro.
Exactly. So you just put you to space. Now you trying to get the 2030.
Right.
But you ain't got the baby money.
Right.
God.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this nigga finna come back with the 2056
exactly.
Tomorrow. He looking for it.
The electric one.
I already got the money down on the shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, exactly. That shit.
But yeah, don't do that shit either. Don't do that whole keep up shit. Be happy in your space for what you want. If you want the jury and it's making you happy, cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But
if you're trying to get it to flex on another nigga, you ain't never going to be satisfied.
Hell nah.
That ain't
he
it.
He nigga got down and won that race.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know why they probably be in that space too? Because they don't give a fuck about none of it either.
Exactly.
They don't hold on to it like that. Like, we don't give a fuck about this shit. Like, yeah. It is what it is. Where we come from, it is what it is. So they receive their blessings over and over.
Can't get caught up in none of that shit, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like goddamn this day and age, the Instagram shit just magnified it. Like, the internet just magnified.
The killer of joy is comparison, the thief of joy.
Mm. It just magnifies goddamn seeing others do shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, back in the day, shit, you just stayed in your hood till you came up, then you pop out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you just stayed at your job till Friday, then you put on some clothes and go out.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, boy, your ass, you ain't putting that shit on every day. You ain't pushing P today. You fell off.
Right.
That's just how this shit go, bro.
Yeah, yeah. You're
but it's all because of social media. Like, before, you ain't never see nothing that nobody else really had going on unless you, like, moved around. But it's like, now you can sit in your house and watch all this shit all day and, like,
even if you see a nigga with some regular shit on, like, you can see it, like, that's that grind. He got on that grind fit.
Mm-hmm.
Home on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
If a nigga wear shit before the social media, when a nigga had on the same clothes every day,
3-4 days,
he on his shit.
He on his shit.
That nigga, you know, got a bankroll.
Yeah, he on his shit. That nigga pocket loaded.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, boy, your nigga pocket empty as hell with that shit on.
Right. I'm screaming.
That's real. That's the difference.
That's the fucking truth.
Yeah.
Like, a nigga spend their last and then be stressing. Like, bro, you just spent $5,000 on an outfit and spent another $6,000 in the club. Now you stressing about your bill.
You can only wear for one picture.
Yeah.
Now you stressing about your bill when you could put that $11,000 and grind.
Hey, but some real shit, though. You think that if the culture came to a point where it's like, all right, let's say for niggas, like, if women would receive a nigga being more normal, but the nigga treat them right, that might change the mentality a bit. And then on the other side, if a lot more men would receive a woman being normal, she could still be fly, but a lot of women feel like, I have to have this fake hair, I have to have my body done, I have to do this, I have to do. They feel like they doing that basically for the opposite sex. You think if we change our mentality about that whole shit a little bit, everybody will kind of get off the flossing
it's
a little
the way
bit?
Of life now, Scream.
It's too far gone.
Yeah, it's too far gone now, because, like, everything just changed. But you got to be in a different space to find that type of woman, that type of man.
Personally, I see what you say. You go back to that happiness.
Yeah,
I got you.
When you come into goddamn this space, what's in the worldly space?
Yeah, yeah, the world.
Then, hey, man, you got to get with it or get a boy, fuck. That's just how I go. Mm-hmm.
But don't you think you're attracting bullshit with that? Like, if you go pretty much kind of get on some, I won't call it fake shit, but if you go get on that shit, I'm going to spend all my last, I'm going to make it look like a way, but it's kind of on some fake flaws and shit. Don't you think that that's what you're attracting to?
Nah, because some niggas come up out doing that shit.
I'm talking about as far as the women that they attract and the people that they attract around them. Because people, even your friends, is only around you because they think that you got it or you look a certain way.
Isn't that what they doing it for?
Yeah, but today.
So you saying for fake love, a lot of people doing that shit for fake love?
Most of the time they're doing it because they want those type of women that they know they couldn't get when they was broke. So they like, let me get this money, let me pop up because I'm going to be able to hit so-and-so because I'm piped up.
But at the end of the day, shit, in 2022, all this shit fake love.
Oh, God.
I think it's all fake love.
Not all, but most of it, majority.
But if you, say, Vince, if you became a billionaire.
Yeah.
Without being married now, you became a billionaire, could you trust love then?
It would definitely be
not at all.
Damn near impossible.
All right, so it's the same thing.
Right.
So you got damn, you got 100,000 nigga looking at that shit the same way. Like,
yeah, I
got this bitch want this 100,000.
Let me play.
You know what I'm saying? So I might well get the fake love.
Yeah.
Until it's proven real.
Damn.
This shit fucked up.
That's a dark space. That's what I say. That's a dark space to be. Fake love, man. But somebody love you. Your parents love you, hopefully, and that type of shit. But it's like, damn, that's a dark space to be in.
Like, can you truly trust love from a person that you have to do everything for?
Say
that's
that again.
A good point. Can you truly trust love from a person you got to do everything for?
No.
Well, they gain from you.
So, but I was saying,
but you
did it start like
shit.
That?
Huh?
Did it start like that? Like, did the relationship start like that? Or
Nah. I ain't talking about, I'm saying, like, if you meet a woman and goddamn, you start on from taking her out, doing this, doing that, doing that. But you got, can you trust that? It's impossible.
It makes it difficult.
Can you trust, even a female, can you trust a nigga that if you meet him and you just tricking off on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
you knowing he fuck with you, but he fuck with you more when you do for him.
Yeah.
Could you trust that?
No, because once not that stop, he probably going to be gone.
Not at all.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, like, now you got a chick that you've been around, you done took it through, you know what I'm saying? You know, the gentleman broke. Yeah. I met you out broke.
Yeah.
I came up, now I take care of you or whatever. I tell you, quit your job. That's different.
Yeah.
That's different because you already done showed me whatever it was. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm saying, like, you already you. And goddamn, she like you. She acting like she like you. Mm-hmm. And you get her, and you being the person that you are, openly giving person, can you trust that?
No. 99%.
And that's
of the
a little
time.
Thing. That's a little thing called transactional love.
Transactional love. Fate love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That same thing in fate love. That same thing, not even with a female. That's just same thing with a
nigga
crew.
Too, yeah.
With a crew.
With a crew.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Can you trust that a nigga really with you if she, you got to pay a bill? You got to make sure he's straight. He ain't him without you. You get what I'm saying? Soon as you cut, that's why you have to do certain shit. Like, that's what we used to do. We used to make up stories like, shit, but I just lost my money. Just to see. Who going to start being different? You know what I'm saying?
You got to test the water.
Yeah, you got to see, like, wait, and drag it out for a month or two. Sell some cars. Sell some shit. You know what I'm saying? Who you going to hear saying, that nigga done fucked that money up? You know what I'm saying? Woo, 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 woo. Now you different, but you just my partner, my goon, my goon. You know what I'm saying? You just my nigga. But now this shit looking like even the same thing, or going into another avenue that a nigga don't see that he don't fit.
Right.
Bro,
that caused resentment and hate and all that shit.
I'm finna go legit. We finna do some legit shit. And you see who really with you. Or it could be the other way around. You see who really with you or who ain't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like really you going legit. If you going legit and you've been in the streets all your life, like to certain people, like
you're a dummy.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the way they look at it.
Yeah, that's
so you mean tell me you finna work harder for less potentially? I ain't with that. That's their mindset.
But them not even understanding, it's not their decision to be with it or not because this is what you're doing for you.
Exactly. Like,
people are crazy, man. Like,
if you do that, you don't turn your back.
Yeah.
If you just say, fuck that, I'm giving the plug up, bro. Next month, I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that.
Facts.
It's like, damn, how you get a nigga to this point?
That's like that ghost. We keep talking about power. That's like that ghost Tommy shit.
Yeah.
Well, Tommy's like, you go leave me in the game and go be a mayor and shit or whatever the fuck he was doing in power.
Like and Ghost and Tasha,
Tommy,
too.
Ghost and Tasha, too. Yeah. Like, nigga, you a drug dealer. That's what you are.
But again, that bitch was just retarded. Like, I don't know what the fuck.
But it's some people like that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like there's some people like that.
But
like,
get what? When you stuck in that mind frame, shit, when you from the hood, everybody like that. Until you get out that mind frame. Because you're looking at it like, you just got to think. Even I listened to G's shit the other day. I told y'all I was going to keep it street. Everybody went commercial. No, not me. Mm-hmm. He couldn't see back then that he was going to be this Jesus. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that nigga ain't, that's the first thing from his mind. Now some street
every rapper
shit.
Did it. Every
you
rapper
get what
did
I'm saying?
It. Yeah, Jeezy.
Yeah, this nigga got on salmon kulaks and shit.
Happy with that shit, though.
Happy with it, yeah.
But it took certain shit, like that woman to come into his life, yeah, certain shit to be like, damn, the way I'm, everything, because, bro, it's going to come a time in your life when you from the streets and you're a street nigga, hood nigga, whatever, that you feel like everything that you thought was wrong.
Yeah.
That shit's going to come. That shit going to hit you. I don't give a fuck
like
who
a
you
ton
with.
Of bricks.
Yeah.
If you decide, if you, you know what I'm saying, trying to make yourself better, you're going to be like, damn, the way that I used to think was so fucking stupid. You get what I'm saying? Like, we still going to keep those same morals and values that made you a man or a hustler or a goddamn go-getter. Like, that's going to stay there. But the way you thought, like, I used to think, like, how the fuck goddamn this nigga got all this money, but this nigga broke because he with a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't make no nigga be no hustler.
You right.
Like, nigga, I seen a meme. That nigga said, goddamn, you gave your partner $100,000. Goddamn. He gave your partner $100,000. He came back with $0. You just taught him how to beg. Pluto.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just get, you just like, cause you can do shit out your heart that builds resentment. Like, so you can do so much shit for people and then they go to thinking like, that's what you're supposed to do, not that's what you were doing because
you wanted to.
You wanted to out your heart.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You're supposed to do
this. Motherfucker go thinking like, you supposed, even with your kids, your family, whoever, not just homeboys, homegirls, a wife, with anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you could be so nice that they take it as a, Huh? For granted. Yeah, for granted. For granted. Basically, yeah.
And then when you stop doing it, you the one that's tripping.
Yeah.
Always. Always.
That's crazy, but we just went off the subject, but yeah, I think that's what grow resentment in people, like when they feel like I could do, like, just say for instance, I'm taking Jade for granted as my homegirl, my friend or whatever. And then she just wake up one day and be like, well, you know what? No explanation, no nothing. Boy, fuck you. Now I resent you because I missed the shit that you did do. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
But I'm so much of a fuck nigga. I don't want to goddamn
apologize.
Not even apologize. I don't even want to acknowledge the things that you did because I already done over here done said the things that you ain't
did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So now I got to stand on this.
Yeah. For your ego and your pride.
Yeah,
for
and my ego. Be a fuck nigga forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Resentment.
But couldn't she resent you for even causing her to even say fuck you in the first place for taking her for granted?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, resentment is definitely a two-way street. Yeah, it's a two-way street for sure.
So but I'm saying, but I'm trying to play victim.
Mm. Yeah, you gotta live up to it.
JJ, don't fuck with me no more, goddamn woo. All the shit I did for her, goddamn woo. Mm. But damn, let's say this part too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's say this part too. That's all I'm like, bro, we can do this shit all.
Because for every one thing that you did for me, I'll raise you five shits that I did for you.
Facts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So fucking like let's speak on that.
Yeah.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
That won't take shit so personal no more because I look at a lot of shit as motherfuckers just don't know what they doing.
Ignorance.
Because I done been in that place, ignorance, though.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking like a motherfucker know what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or thinking that a motherfucker supposed to move how I move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the worst shit you could do. Think like a motherfucker heart like yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like my homeboy, like, I ain't even gonna say that, but he felt like, man, the motherfucker ain't give me a goddamn cake for my birthday. But they got that woo-woo, you. Bro, they don't think of you how they think of me. How you feel? Why was you even expecting that?
Oh, God, like, what possessed you to believe that you were worthy of that? Like,
even if
this ain't that.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Like, just say if my birthday came around and goddamn Shy come in here and give me a goddamn
Balenciaga book AP, bag.
Watch,
yeah,
whatever.
And then your birthday come around, she just say happy birthday screen.
Yeah.
How's you taking that some kind of way? Because you preset your mind to think, because she did that for banks, she going to do it for me.
Exactly.
My it don't AP go like way. That.
Exactly. Exactly.
And shit don't go like that.
It don't go like that.
And then you can't look at it like that. You just got to look at it as shit. That was
shit, be grateful for that happy birthday. They could have forgot your birthday. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You feel what I'm saying, though?
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Nah, that shit be deep like that, though. Crazy.
People be it, but people, they let you know that people be deep in their thoughts and their feelings, though.
And it'll make another motherfucker, it'll make you resent me because Shy brought me a watch.
Right.
I ain't got shit to do with that.
Right. She felt like she should bring
she
me a watch.
Call me an AP.
Shit.
Now I got to goddamn cover my watch up. Yeah, my boy got, I don't want you to feel no kind of way, kid. Oh, you want them motherfuckers.
Right.
Let we can share it. Again, right?
It's ours.
Man, shit, man. Nah, that shit be crazy because you can never predict, guess, where that shit gonna come from or how it's gonna come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just gotta be able to push through that shit, dog. Mm-hmm. Cause right. you take that, you can't take people literally, what you call it?
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah, you can't take people for that. You gotta just be like, pff. Cause once you do it, you put yourself in a space to where, cause everybody not gonna react the same. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna react off my heart. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say whatever, like,
After 10 seconds.
Nah, 10 seconds, I ain't saying shit. I'm just be like, you know what I'm saying? This is a good exercise for me.
Because gotcha.
I can think, and I just be like, it ain't even worth what I'm going to say or do. That ain't even what you signing up for. Because it done been so many times that I take shit so far, and people be like, but Blackie wasn't even that serious. To you, it wasn't.
Y'all need to put me up on that 10-second shit. I need that in my life.
You got to. 10 seconds. It gets, the way you feel now.
Because I be having some problems with my mouth.
It could be different in 10 seconds. Okay. Just, just that quick.
Ah, really?
Different. It will
think
be
about,
different.
Think about the mindset of, with me coming up, it's not that a lot of people wouldn't have their pistol on them, but a lot of people had their pistol in their trunk. When I was little, a lot of my uncle, they had their pistol in their trunk. Seriously.
Little.
When I was smaller, whatever, younger. So, but what I'm saying is, what you think I want, never little? Oh, but no, what I'm saying is, the time going from the club to the car to get the pistol out of the trunk. Stupid. What you saying, what?
But you stupid your ass finna get it, because niggas got this shit on them now.
No, said, now, I'm just saying now. But what I'm saying, back then, you might
finna pop the trunk.
You might get kicked out the club, get to the car, the pistol, the trunk, and you might drive your ass home. You might.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if it's on you,
I got into it with nigga.
That's a good one. You gonna react with it on you.
Yeah, you right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
See that? That's a good one right there.
That's just true.
Cause it done been plenty of time. Nigga done got the fighting and shit. Got beat up. My lip bleed. Yeah. I run home, get the pistol. Yeah. Think about it, like, man, I ain't finna do that shit.
Yeah.
If I had that pistol where you bust my lip, I'm finna bust your ass, right?
Exactly.
That's why right now, it's just like this day and time, you have to refrain from getting into arguments with people because everybody's strapped.
Everybody's strapped.
And then you never know, like, what people are going through.
It's some cowboy shit.
Like, yeah, everybody, you never know what people are going through. It might not even be you.
Concealed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You ain't gonna be
you'll
tough.
Catch
everybody
another
got the
smoke and fucking then you'll be laid out for like
that's
some bullshit.
That's why I stopped the roll rage shit. I'm like, you know what? I done made it real far with this.
I'm working on my roll rage, but like
I'm off it. You got it, bro. You had a parking spot. You can call me a nigga. You can call me a bitch ass nigga. You got it, bro.
10 seconds. I'm finna try that.
And when I'm in certain moves, I don't even answer my phone.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
I ain't finna project that to people.
Yeah.
Because I answer phone on some. Yeah.
What you want?
You can already tell because that ain't even my energy. My energy is a, what's up? What's up, Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, Kishiz? What's up, Jay? You know what I'm saying? But I pick up the phone like, what's up?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I just, like, I'll call you.
I don't even want to put that on you.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
I don't even like being around people like when I'm not in a good mood because it's weird because like normally like I'm in a good mood. Mm-hmm. But like when I'm not in a good mood, like that shit can go either way. And I don't even want that. I don't give a fuck what people think, but I don't even want to like offend anybody to make them feel like it was them when I know that it's me. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like, so.
Ego too. Ego is a motherfucker because. Yeah. I'm just still thinking about resentment and envy and all that. Mm-hmm. A lot of that shit come from ego too.
All of it.
Because you could be knowing you wrong, but it's certain the shit that I can use to say you wrong. Mm-hmm. So I'm finna goddamn erase my wrong and just focus on this because like, my ego won't let me be like,
and I'm gonna tweak and turn this shit. Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I did some bullshit to you, bro. My bad. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas ain't finna say that. Mm-hmm. And then get scream chance to say, well, shit, I did some bullshit because you did some bullshit. Mm-hmm. But it's all bullshit, so fuck it.
Problem solved.
That shit ain't gonna never be like that. Because problem at the solved. End of the day, niggas, I gotta live up to what I just told Jay.
Pride and ego. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta live up to what mm-hmm. I just said. Fuck you.
For life.
So that's what it is. Right. You fuck know what for I'm life. Like, for real.
And because you think that person might think, oh, he getting soft.
Even though I secretly miss you.
Secretly, what you mean?
Nah, I don't mean now. Nobody.
No,
bitch, no nigga. No, I'm saying, like,
you know, a lot of people be like talking shit about people or whatever, when they know that they themselves personally were in the wrong. But like you said, you got to stand on it once you say something to somebody about it.
Used to be real cool.
But yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? You secretly miss that person, and that's what's fueling the rest of the anger.
More resentment.
Like, and preventing you from fucking apologizing. Fact. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know that you're wrong. You know that you fucked up. You know that this person knows that you were wrong. You fucked up. And that's why they're not fucking with you. Mm. But you're trying to fucking recontrol the narrative and make it seem like you're not the one that's wrong and you were wronged by the person that didn't do you wrong. So that's like creating a whole bunch of bullshit. You telling all these people this and that about the situation and this person and blah, blah, blah. And it's spreading and getting bigger. And now it's completely out of hand for some shit that you did.
You're right.
Facts.
You're right.
Nah, you're facts. Because right. At the end of the day, if me and you was at a point where it's fuck you. We get on the phone and start talking. Mm-hmm. Like I just talked to one of my partners that I ain't talked to. When we got on the phone, he started trying to say goddamn little shit. Bro, we don't need to hear that. Mm-hmm. I don't need to hear, like, we don't need to break down whatever because I said all the worst shit I could say about you because it was fuck you. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure you did too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if we saying we ain't at that space no more, that's what it is.
It's bygones be bygones.
Yeah, like, but some people have to stand on that because I done said fuck you to somebody that I don't want to see that is not fuck you. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Mm. So now I got a goddamn fake stand on this shit. Mm. Bro, I don't give a fuck what you said, whatever you said to, because that's how you supposed to feel, because I felt the same way about you. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So, nigga, that's what that is. Leave all that back there.
It's the past.
You know what I'm saying? You know this shit done fucked up. Because certain shit done been said, this shit done fucked up the bond that we got, but this shit ain't put us in a war position. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We might gonna never be what we was, but we not this.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This shit ain't gonna be ugly.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I take even more of being a man. I mean, just an example. I mean, for Ye and Drake.
Yeah, exactly. Do that's what I'm
shit.
Saying.
They got to put a lot of shit behind them. They can't keep talking about that old shit.
And it's they like, ain't about to be best friends, but they can still be cordial.
They can coexist in the same space, get
because
money together.
Because I still heard some shit that hit me a certain way that, when you said that, you meant that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of feel like that a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you struck one of them kind of nerves, so that'll never erase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be different when you feel it. Like a nigga say some shit about you and you feel that shit, that's when the pride kick in. And
that's why that 10 seconds is so important.
Exactly.
Especially even in households and relationships.
Fact. Most, like, nah, that's where I got it from on the relationship shit. Like,
yeah.
Because, you, nigga, your first reaction gonna be, what, bitch? You know what I'm saying?
I'm screaming.
That's just what it is. Like, right. Nothing else. Like,
right.
Bitch, fuck you.
Right.
But
right.
I'm saying this because I'm upset.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's never fuck you.
Right.
But right now, bitch, fuck you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
When you could just be like 10 seconds and be like, let me fight that blood up.
Just pick your balance.
Shit, I'm finna say, bitch, we gonna be going through this shit for 2-3 weeks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So let me just smoke
let me spare
that blunt,
both
or let
of
me
us.
Leave.
Right.
Go fuck my side. I just bullshit.
No.
I'm just talking shit. But let me goddamn whatever I need to do.
Right.
But bring it down. Put us in that space. Let me do that.
Bring it down. Yep. Absolutely. Another amazing, legendary Big Facts Friday. Make sure you check us out. www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
It's Sirski.
Salute. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.